Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I don't want to know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't want to know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't.
It's transplantation time. It's time to transplant your brain from where it is to where it needs to be, and that's listening to this program. If you don't spend at least an hour a day listening to this program, you're missing out on all kinds of things that are so important to your well-being, your health. It's a tragedy. It's an outrage if you don't spend a good deal of time engaged with us. We're engaged with you. We're engaged with each other. Not engaged to each other. That'd be a little difficult. How can I be engaged to three women at the same time?
I'm sure there's a state around here that you could do that in.
Well, there's certainly.
And then we could get a TLC show.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be sister wives.
It's called Utah.
All right, let's see. 7 after the hour. Immigration back in the forefront. And this is not necessarily about how Trump's pick for the attorney general could influence the borders and what people are saying near the Mexican border about Trump's promise to build a wall. Okay. What I want to give you are the facts. Ready? This is what's going to blow your socks. Knock your socks off. Blow whatever it is that you want to blow.
It's cold. I'd like to keep my socks on if you don't mind.
Is it? What's temperature in Los Angeles today?
It's about 47, I think.
Really?
Which for LA is very, very chilly.
It's 27 here.
Whatever, Topper.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the stats from immigration officials this week at the Mexican border, the number of facilities that they have in Texas to accommodate the illegal alien border crossers under this administration. This week, they've opened another new temporary facility because 1,500 people a day since the election, 1,500 people a day have been coming across at this one place. This is a place they know. In October alone, the Customs and Border Protection folks apprehended 46,197 illegal aliens crossing into our country unlawfully in places, the cracks along the southwest border. 13,124 members of family units, 6,754 unaccompanied children under the age of six. In fact, the number of family unit members apprehended in the first month of the fiscal year, which started in October, is 118% higher than the same period last year. Border Patrol catching 1,490 illegal aliens a day so far in November.
They catch them, did they send them back? What do they do?
Well, they try to. They're housing now, at the moment, you and I as taxpayers are paying for over 41,000 illegal aliens that are in detention centers that are built for 31,000. Wow. It's like prisons. I mean, you can say Trump has no credibility when it comes to this stuff, but what in the world? And the number of people you can see, you can watch on the graph, as it looked like Trump was going to get elected, more people came in.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
And Mexico's actually sending out a warning to people who are here. Not a warning, but saying, don't worry, you know, if you're there, we'll make sure that you're okay. I mean, they're even talking about in places like Los Angeles, where I live, appointing special immigration people, so creating new city positions within the city.
Incredible drain on our pocketbook. Incredible drain
on to try to protect the people that are already here. And, you know, this it kind of comes down to like people saying, well, you're being mean. People are coming here for a better way of life. I get that is true, and that we have a great country and that we have many opportunities. When you bring so many people in and then you have them just sending their money back to their home country and not actually paying for the system, then the system breaks and no one's doing any good. The education system breaks, the health system breaks.
Nothing
works, and that's not good for anybody.
All right, so let's add to this, Jennifer and Victoria, the number of people that are coming in here from Syria. There's about a third of the 240,000 Syrian refugees in Lebanon headed by women whose husbands are dead. They're trying to get into through Turkey into Europe and trying to get from Europe into America. Not all of them. Some of them want to stay close because they want to go back to their homeland. But right. there are others. And this is just one example. Look at what I told you earlier this week about the Somalians up in Lewiston, Maine. And the other, the
Syrians. They couldn't be further from home in every yeah. possible way, my God.
Yeah, right. And but those people have no intention of going back home.
This one is the
they
one that
want
gets
to.
Me just so cranked up. Because, first of all, by definition, the Syrian refugees should only be senior citizens, women,
people who
and
can't
children.
Work. Right.
Anybody who is an able-bodied man that is trying to come into the country is not by definition a refugee because they're supposed to be staying and fighting for their space. And so by definition, young, able-bodied men shouldn't be part of this equation. Mm. Secondly, and this is not just me saying this, it's not Jennifer Horn's world over here. This is the United Nations rules that when you have a refugee program, you're supposed to resettle the people to the closest, safest spot to their homeland. Michigan is not one of those places. And I don't know why Saudi Arabia is not being hammered for letting their empty, nice, highly functional refugee camps sit vacant while people are being shipped over far away from their homeland to the place to the point where they'll never go back, even if they want to. They're too far away from home.
Well, the problem is so difficult now to solve because it's so complex. It started simply by the West messing around and messing up the lives of people in the Middle East. And then it's just, you know, over the centuries since the British and the Dutch and the French went in and chopped everything up in the Middle East.
Right.
It's been downhill since then. And whether it's the oil interests or the other business interests, we have sown, the West has sown and now is reaping what it's sown over the centuries. Hindsight's 20/20. They did what they thought was in their best interest at the time. It turns out that it isn't. And then we have this.
I'm going to call you on that, though, because where the U.S. has gone in into places like Iraq or Afghanistan, this is not where the refugees are coming from. The refugees are coming from places where there's civil war, like Syria.
Well, but
and that has much less to do with the United. Well, yeah.
The Daesh
and also
is a direct result of what we did in Iraq.
Well, also the corrupt, horrible Syrian government. I mean,
well, yeah,
you can't
all
say
corrupt.
That there's one
that
without
whole,
the other.
You think that Saddam Hussein wasn't corrupt? My God, you should see some of the stories that I got when I was in Iraq from the locals about how corrupt they were. There were all these despots and families that run these countries are all Mubarak, the most damnable corrupt guy, but he was our guy. All these guys, Saddam Hussein, good dog. Saddam Hussein was our guy. He was put into power by the cronyism of Cheney and Rumsfeld. That's how he got to where he got. He would never have gotten anywhere if we hadn't given him the carte blanche to do what he wanted to do. Because he was helping America. At least that's what those guys convinced Reagan was going on, and so he went from there. Anyway.
Well, Jen brings up a great point, though. What's going on with Saudi Arabia? Why are those facilities sitting empty?
Because Saudi Arabia
knows that it's trouble. They don't want them.
The Saudi Arabians are the worst example
yeah.
of narcissists and sociopaths that there probably are on the planet. They are, and narcissist is probably a nice word for them. They are so self-centered, so self-focused. There was a great episode, was it last week or the week before, on Madam Secretary calling into play. That's a great television show because so much of the stuff that's there is kind of relevant to what's going on in the world.
Yeah, it's like Designated Survivor. It's like watching
exactly.
the real-time
movies. Designated Survivor is so close, it's almost scary.
Oh, it is. It's a little eerie.
to what is going on in the real world.
Yeah.
And so you understand that there is this relationship between the Bush family and the Saudi royal family that has sort of permeated all other administrations. For whatever the reason, the Carlyle Group and its cling to what happens in Saudi Arabia and its business interests there. And that's Frank Carlucci and George Bush the father, much as I like George Bush the father, and all
Rubenstein.
Of these other cronies that were in, and they got into these positions of power, and they've just, you know, they've raped the countryside. That's basically what they've done business-wise, and it affects how the country operates. But to go back to what Jennifer said a few minutes ago about the men need to stay. I don't agree necessarily, Victoria, with what you were saying. The men who are able to, and maybe it ought to be women too, if we're not going to, we get into this whole business about sexism, the women ought to stay there if they're able-bodied and can work as well. But the society, we need a head of family. So if you're going to leave or take the children out, then
somebody's got to go with the kids.
The father stays there and works or does something that accomplishes the fact that we're paying all of these men, able-bodied men, to just come in here. We're paying them to be here, in essence. And, to go back to circle back around to the Mexican thing, at least one of the things that comes out of that, one of the most controversial things that come out of it, is the men that come across are working. But the problem is they're taking jobs from Americans. So, it's like, hello, there's no winning here under the circumstances. And then for those of you who want to really go crazy, what this does is bring around from some, although it's an elite group of, and I use elite in quotation marks, group of a few, who say, you see, this is why we need international government. We need one world government because all of the world is falling apart. It's all meshing together, all molding together, and everybody's interest is better served if we just have one world government. How's that? Put that in your ear and smoke it.
Choose not to smoke that in my ear.
19 past the hour.
Ew.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Scott Haken, SNS Psycho.
What you got here?
T-143, our biggest, baddest Bolton twin cam engine.
A lot of horsepower. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Mr. Hakens from SNS Cycle.
This is our T-143, our biggest, baddest Bolton twin cam engine, 99 to present FL bagger style frame. 4.425 bore, 4 5/8 stroke, 10.49:1 compression on pump gasoline, 160 plus horsepower, 150 plus foot-pounds of torque.
Warranty coverage?
Has a 6-month warranty on it. Motor company won't even give you a warranty on their 120Rs. Website sscycle.com.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to double your reading speed? It's so simple and easy to do. Here's the science of it. There's an established relationship between your brain and your hands.
Keep your filthy hands to yourself.
So if you want to double your reading speed, take your index finger and use it as a pacer. Start at the first word on a line of text, and in a never-stopping, sweeping behavior, trace your finger under the line you're reading until you get to the last word. Then start over at the next line.
It's just as easy as everyone thinks it is.
Your eyes will follow and reading speed increases as your finger sweeps under the words. This is the main premise behind many of the very expensive rapid reading courses. What's the cheap psychological trick? Instead of point and click, finger sweep the line. You'll focus more and you'll read faster. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.